Yesterday, the Dow hit a 12-year low. It closed below 6,600. Once again, it was financial stocks dragging down the market, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
99 cents won't buy you a cup of coffee these days, but yesterday it would have bought you a share of Citigroup stock, which at one point was trading for less than a dollar. Citigroup, once the nation's largest and most powerful bank, has seen its stock fall around 98% over the past couple of years. Many other financial firms have also suffered massive declines.
Investors in these financial stocks don't really know how much of the bank they own.
Mark Zandi heads up MoodysEconomy.com. He says there's a lot of uncertainty over how much more ownership the government's going to take as it keeps bailing out big banks like Citi. So most investors have just dumped these financial stocks. But they're also running away from all sorts of other companies. Scott Cleland is the president of Precursor LLC, a stock research firm.
What's happening, what's so perverse right now is, if a company doesn't have credit problems, their stock is still being hammered. They're being dragged down for something that isn't a problem for them. Not only are they being dragged down, they're being dunked because the whole stock market is just, you know, so negative because of the credit crisis.
Cleland thinks a lot of technology companies, for example, are getting unfairly beaten down. Chris Arnold, NPR News.